Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hey, Charlie, how are you?
What an intro. Who made that?
I did.
Look at that.
Come on.
That's incredible.
Oh, sure. Oh, you do go on.
You're like, stop, but keep going.
Oh, please. Tell me more about myself. How you been? Did you have a birthday?
I miss your voice.
Did you have a birthday recently?
I did, yes. It was last week.
Well, belated happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Stanley Cup coming starting tomorrow night. What do you got to say about that?
We have finally reached the final couple weeks of the season, which is always nice because sometimes the playoffs are great to watch, but it's also pretty exhausting because there are games on every single night. And sometimes it's nice to have a breather. So when the Stanley Cup final rolls around, it's like game, then there's an off day, then there's a game, then there's a couple off days, then there's a game. So it's nice to kind of be able to catch our breath. But this is going to be a really interesting Stanley Cup final. And I don't think it's going to be a sexy final as far as like name brand. Like there aren't like marquee franchises. It's Carolina versus Vegas, but both teams and organizations have had a phenomenal playoff leading up to this. The Carolina Hurricanes have lost literally only one playoff game in their first three rounds that they played. And the Vegas Golden Knights are coming off a Western Conference final where they swept the number one seed in the entire NHL all season long. That was like the runaway favorite to win a Stanley Cup. So this should be a really entertaining series for the hockey fan. And hopefully if the casual fan tunes in as well, they're going to see some really good hockey too.
So there's game one, June 2nd, game two, June 4th, game three, June 6th, game four, June 9th. And then three after that. And you don't think somebody's going to sweep it, do you?
I do not believe that. I believe this is going to be a series that goes six or seven. Like, I think this is going to be a deep series because it's both just really solid teams. And also, too, the team that Carolina went through in the Eastern Conference final was kind of like an immature Montreal Canadiens team. Like, they probably went further than any of us really thought. So they had a terrific season. And then the Colorado Avalanche, while I did mention they were the number one seed in the NHL, they were dealing with some pretty significant injuries to some of their star players. So they weren't really at full health. Carolina and Vegas are coming into this, like they both teams are really healthy. So there shouldn't be really an excuse for either side not to perform well. So I would be very surprised if this series went four or five. I'm expecting it to go almost the full distance.
You mentioned Montreal. They were eliminated by who?
The Canadians were eliminated by the Hurricanes, by Carolina. Yeah.
You know, it's a little nostalgic, but I always root for Montreal if they get into the playoff situation because they're one of the original teams in the NHL, and they're from Canada, which, you know, it's the national sport up there, Hockey Night in Canada, but it never quite make it in recent history, but maybe someday, I don't know. And in other words, we have teams playing from towns that don't have any snow.
I'm with you on Montreal.
I was like, what?
I've been in Montreal for a couple of games. Yeah. One as a fan back in 2018, and then the other a couple years ago working it. And that is the best building in the entire NHL and the best fan base. And it's really like, it's like going to Europe for a soccer game.
It is.
It's totally different in Montreal, right? It's so incredible. Such an incredible atmosphere.
Plus, they have the Duolingo rule, so to speak, that in that province, you have to have two labels on everything, one in English and one in French. And that's the way it is. I mean, you need a tube of toothpaste, I don't care, whatever you want to get. There's two. I worked in Canada for 2 years, and I went to Montreal. I was like, wow, this is really different. Not bad, not in a bad way. It was awesome, but you're right. It's like being in Europe, as far as I can tell.
You want to know what's... It's interesting that you say that, because I was actually just thinking about this the other day. So the Montreal Canadiens head coach is Marty St. Louis, who is a former player, like Hall of Fame player, really good, but he also speaks French. And if you look historically at the Canadiens head coaches, almost all of them speak French because they have a French media market, and it's really important for the head coach to be able to communicate to the French speaking Canadians. And so it's almost kind of like a requirement that you have to speak French if you want to coach the Montreal Canadiens, because it's really an important part of their fabric over there.
Now, I don't know this for sure, but is there a French play-by-play team?
There is, correct.
Wow. Yeah, that is something.
It's kind of funny, because every time there's a big playoff moment, it's like there's the English call, and then it's like, I got to hear the French call, because the French Canadians call it, like they get up for it too. And so it's funny hearing it in a different language.
That is really something else. Some thought has gone through my mind and left, which of course is not that unusual, but,
that happens to me almost.
I don't remember what it was.
Every hour.
I don't remember what it was. But Montreal was, I was living in Toronto. I mean, you know, and the Maple Leafs, they've got a pretty strong fan base there too. But when I went to Montreal, I mean, Toronto's sort of like a small Chicago, at least it used to be, in my opinion. I mean, you don't feel like you're in a foreign country. Not that any part of, I think the only part of Canada where you actually feel like, wow, I'm not in the United States anymore, is Montreal and that province. But the dual, I'm not sure what that terminology is to describe that.
It's funny bilingual, that you say that, John.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's funny that you say that, because a few years ago I did a Toronto Maple Leafs game and a Montreal Canadiens game with a couple of buddies and my brother, because we wanted to do a hockey trip. So we saw one on Thursday and then the other game on Saturday. And when we went from Montreal to Toronto, it literally felt like Montreal, like you were saying, is like a different country, way far away. And then we went to Toronto. It was like, man, I feel like I'm back in Chicago. Like, this,
you know,
this is,
it,
the
I only totally thing about
can relate.
The only thing I have to say about Montreal and that is that they're so hardcore about it. You know, there was at one point some sort of movement like, let's secede from Canada, and they're really touchy. Let's just put it that way, about the French inclusion in literally everything that they do. They're very sensitive about it.
I will say, when I went to a Toronto Maple Leafs game, or anytime I do go, so I've been to a couple of them, that crowd is way different than the Montreal crowd.
Yeah.
The Toronto crowd is more, you know, kind of has like a corporate type feel to it, where there's a lot of high rollers sitting in the lower bowl, and then the diehard fans are sitting in the 300 level.
You know,
with Montreal, you go to a Canadiens game, like they are all diehards.
Yeah.
And so the atmospheres are a little bit different.
So I went to a few Canadian football games in Toronto too. What are they? The Argonauts? No. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. The Montreal Argonauts. Yeah.
The Toronto. Oh, it's been a while. I don't even remember what they were, but at the CFL and also the NHL games, when you talk about corporate seats, it's like, I was like, doesn't anybody get excited around here anymore? I mean, it was so low key as far as, audience reaction to like big plays, but you know, I think that's changed a bit. They've brought in Major League Baseball and the NBA, and you know, well, anyway, we got to do this again sometime. You know what I mean?
Hopefully soon enough, we're talking about the Blackhawks playing in June
my
again.
God.
Those were the fun days years ago.
Wouldn't that be oh, sure was. I was thinking about that earlier. Man. All right, Charlie. Good to talk to you. And enjoy the Stanley Cup. Thanks.
I love it. John, right. Thank you for having me. Always good to be on.
You betcha. Ah, yes. Canada. Da, 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 da. I stand on guard for thee. Right.